want to give you an update on a story we first brought to you 2 years ago. Mike Grover was 24 when he and Leah Grover got engaged. A few days later, he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer called glioblastoma. Doctors believed he would only survive for a year and a half.
I tried to give you an option to back out of the relationship.
Yeah, you tried to dump me when you had brain cancer. And I was not having it.
It's now 13 years later. Mike is 38. He and Leah are married with 3 children. They live in the far northwest suburbs of Chicago. In the past 2 years, Mike's health has declined rapidly in spite of ongoing treatments. There's a great deal of pain now. And Leah and Mike are confronting death once again. A few weeks ago, they recorded another conversation for StoryCorps to reflect back on this past year.
There was this 1 week that we had where it was time for you to say goodbye. People came into town during a pandemic from all across the country to sit 10 feet away on the other side of a window to say goodbye.
I still can't believe that people would do that just to have one last wave.
But then, as it turned out, you were getting better, and we sort of had to walk it all back. What was it like when we had to tell people that, no, actually, you weren't about to die?
I felt really guilty for taking them on a trip. It wasn't really happening. I also felt very lucky to be able to tell people this amazingly good news. You know, last week when we said all the medicines had failed, psych. I felt guilty and ecstatic.
And now, the last time you talked to the kids about death, we thought it was basically imminent.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked with them about it since then. What do you want to tell the kids about your death?
Not every death is a tragedy.
Do you think your death would not be a tragedy?
I guess that's what I'm going for. I survived this thing a lot longer than I'm supposed to.
You've survived so much longer than you were supposed to.
And if I leave well-adjusted kids, then I think my death would be a victory.
Do you feel lucky?
Oh, I feel so lucky at times. For how long I've lived and been able to learn about death, even about my children. I want to tell them it's not their responsibility to remember me in the way of like the movie Coco and the Day of the Dead. If you don't remember somebody and put out their photo, their everlasting spirit is gone forever. I don't want to leave them with, hey guys, remember my everlasting spirit thing? That's on you now.
Whether you want them to or not, they're not going to forget you. The thing I'll say about you is that I don't know anybody who's ever loved their family as much as you do. And I say that selfishly because I don't know that anyone has ever loved me as much as you do.
I love you so much.
That was Mike Grover talking to his wife, Leah. They were recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. WBEZ's Bill Healy produced this excerpt. If you want to record an interview, you can sign up for a StoryCorps Chicago virtual recording booth session. A facilitator will help guide you. That's at StoryCorps.org/Chicago. This is WBEZ.